Says the Medvar Mamurim, when was it said though that you could make a kinyan in one property that you coin all the other properties? Shenosan loy de mekulon, only where the person already paid the money for all 10 fields. Avaloinosan loy de mekulon, but if he did not pay the money for all 10 fields, then lakona, then he is not coin all the fields. Elo kineged moisov, rather he's only coin the amount that he paid for. If he paid for 5 fields, he's only kind of 5 fields. So there's a riot to Rava. So when you want this kinyan of one thing to help for another thing, it only helps when you already paid the money. But if you didn't pay the money yet, then your kinyan on one thing will not help for something for the rest of it.
So, and like Rashi speaks out, the kone bechazok, Rashi says, v'sode zu esode cheres, shein esmuchu lo, v'zman shenoson lo. As long as you paid the money for all 10 fields, then the chazok you made on one field helps for all the other fields. So Rashi says, now, metaltlim ha niknim im karka, the kinyan of agav, when you want to be kind of metaltlim with the fields, nami kisode shenes smuchel adomi. It's like this case where you have one field and you're being kind of all the other fields. Therefore, behind the rova, therefore it's a proof to rova. Now, so therefore, rova's case also, in the kinyan agav, it only helps to metaltlim if you already paid the money. Then you like Seymer Das, then we say the Maknes, Seymer Das, the giveaway is Metaltlim, therefore you could be carrying all the Metaltlim with the Kinyan of the Karka. Now Tosis asks, if so, like in our case here, you paid the money for the fields, so you want to buy 10 fields and you paid the money for all 10, so why do we need a Kinyan Chazoka altogether for? Typically, you have the Kinyan Kesef, you paid the money, and Kesef, Karka is carrying with Kesef. So Tosis answers, we're talking about in a city where they do not make a kinyan where they're not kinyan with kesef, they're not semech das, until they make the chazaka. But the answer is there, so ma koyach chazaka yofa mikoyach kesef, kesef helps. So the answer is, the rach answer is, in other words, chazaka needs kesef, so where's the raya chazaka is better? So the rach answer is, by matona koponim it's a proof. By matona there you do not need money, and there the one chazaka helps for all 10 fields. Now the Gemara says, Messiah le Shmuel. From this last brisa, there should also be a raya to Shmuel. The Yoma Shmuel, that Shmuel says, Mocha lo yesa sodois biyesa medinois. If you want to sell somebody 10 fields that you own in 10 different lands, in 10 different medinas, 10 different cities, so you're selling your 10 fields in 10 different cities to Reuven. Now, kivan sheichsek biyachas mehen, Shmuel holds that as long as this Reuven is carrying in one field, makes a chazak in one field, kones kulam, he's automatically carrying all of them. So for this bright says the raya to Shmuel, that this is Shmuel's halacha. So when you make a kinyan in one karka, it automatically helps for the other 10 karkas. The other 9. Omer avacha beredu avika, teida, bring your proof now. She says, avacha, it's a swear like this also. She lo mosa lo yesa behemos. If somebody gives you over 10 animals, he wants to sell you 10 animals. The afsar echod, it's all under one rein, one leech. The yomalein, the person tells you, kini, that you should be kaina these 10 animals. Miloi kani, aren't you kaina? There's a fact, you hold on to this one leech, you're kaina all 10 animals. So omalein answered back, mi dami, what's one have to do with the other? Hosa mi gudu biyodai. Over there, true, he's holding on to the reins of all 10 animals. Sounds like a kinyan misira for all 10 of them. But hoch, ain't gudu biyodai. Here you're not making a kinyan chazaka in all 10 fields. You're only making a chazaka in one field. So who says the chazaka in one field would help for all 10 fields? From this svara, you don't have a raya to Shmuel. And to forget, ikad the army, some say, Omer ravacha bered ravika teida, bring your proof. Deloikoni, like I bring your proof in svara, not like Shmuel, that you should not be carrying all 10 fields. Because ilu mosel oyesa behemis, if somebody gave you over 10 animals, the Avser Echod, in one rain, in one leech, like, the Omaloi, and he told you, the Omaloi, Zukini, that you should be kind of this one. Mikoni? Are you kind of all 10 of them? In other words, since he said to be kind of this animal, the Chur means to say this animal, and not the other animals. So, Chinami, what Rashi says, if you make a Chazok in one, and the other ones are not around you, it's as if you're making a kinyan only in this one field. So how does the kinyan in this one field help for all the other, for the 10 fields, the other 9 fields? Samora says, no, this is not a kasha. Midomi, Hosam gufa mechlokim. By the animals, there are 10 different animals. Each guf is a guf by itself. So when I tell you take it to be kind of this one, I mean only this one and not another one. So therefore, the kinyan of one only helps for one, not for the other nine. But hocha by fields, the new savar is of Shmuel, sadna the arya chadu. Sadna the arya means all the ground is like one big piece of ground. The whole universe is one ground. So therefore, the whole earth is one ground. Therefore, even though they're spread out in 10 different cities, but still we look as if it's one piece. Therefore, if you make a kinyan on one part of the karka, it helps for all the other nine karkas other places. So therefore, it could be Shmuel's case is right, Shmuel's halacha is emes, and that's the chur right from this bryce before also. So when you make a chazak in one field, it helps for all 10 fields, all the other nine fields. And that's the svar of sadana the arya chadu. All the land, all the earth is sort of like one piece. All right, we'll stop here. Here we're holding Daf Chav Zayin number base, or two dots. The Mishnah also says, V'zoikikin es hanechosim, that even though there's no din shavua on karka, you don't have to swear on karka, but if you have to swear because of money matters, then we could also make you swear that I tiny you owe me karka. That's called Zoikikin, a Gilgal Shavua. So Mora says, Oma Ulul, it says, Minayin le Gilgal Shavua minatayra. How do we know this svar midiraisa? That even though on a karka alone, if I say you owe me three karkas, and he admits I owe you one only, that midiraisa, you do not have to swear. But once you have to swear on something else, I could make you also swear to me that you don't owe me these extra three fields. How do we know this yisrael of Gilgal Shavua? Gilgal means I caused you to swear something else because now you're swearing on money. So Mor says, Shenema, it says in the Pasuk by Saita, the Yomra Isha, the Isha has to answer back, Shh. The Yomra Isha, Amen Amen. The Isha has to answer back, Amen Amen. So the question is, what does it mean two times Amen? What's the extra Amen for? So Mor says, well, Tanan, we learned like this, Amahi Yomeris Amen Amen. For what purpose is she answering Amen Amen? Mashma, she's answering like the two different things. The Chor, they make her swear once. So what does she ask the Amen like she agrees, she admits to the Shavua. So Mora says a lot of things we add on. Amen Al-Ho'olo, Amen Al-Shavua. That's one thing. The Kohen gives a curse and also makes her swear, a promise. So therefore the Amen is for both things. That she's accepting the curse, that Yerecha and Nefelos, her thighs will fall down, and also the Shavua that the Kohen is making a swear. Secondly, also we dashin Omen im miish zeh, Omen im miish acher. Our sight is the pshat that the husband before warned her, stay away from this man, he gave her kinui. And later they were found to be alone. So we're afraid maybe they lived together. So now like she has to swear to say no, she did not live with that man, she didn't have tashmish, she didn't have znus with him. But she also has to swear that she did not live with any other man either. That's also part of the shavuos. And omen shaloi sotisi arusa, she has to say omen like as if she's swearing that she did not have any znus when she was an arusa, even before the nesuyin, just after they had kedushin. Hu adinu nesuya, she has to swear that she did not live with any other man since the nesuyin, or else a shemeras yavam. Same in a case where her husband dies and the brother is alive. So she's a shemeres yavam. She's waiting for the yavam to do something. So at that time, she's also to be with anybody else. So she has to swear now that she did not live with another man when she was a shemeres yavam. Ukenusa. And she also has to swear, so that's like a yibum. That means after the yavam made yibum, and it's his wife, she's called a kenusa. So she has to swear also she did not live with anybody since she was a kenusa. The question is now, where is the case that we're making her swear, we could have a saita that she's only an arusa? That means she only had kedushin. She did not live with her own husband yet. Where is there a case that we have a shvua from a saita by an arusa? Elaine, if you want to tell me, that the husband, after they had kedushin, the husband warned her. The husband gave her kinui, said, stay away from this man. And then later there was an edecha, the people saw them, they were alone together. So now the husband comes and brings it to the kohen to make a drink to Mayamorim. So the question is,
V'yotanan, we learned, Arus or Shemeras Yovam. In the case where your wife is only an Arusa, you did not live with your own wife yet. You did not have Nisuyin. You only had Kedushin. Or else in the case of a Shemeras Yovam, where the husband died and the brother is alive, but the brother did not make Yibum yet. She's only Zokas, they're waiting to make Yibum. In these two cases, Allah is Loi Shoisois, for Loi Noitles Ksuba. The wife, in such a case, even if she becomes a Saita, she does not have to drink the Mehamorim. There's no pash of drinking the Mehamorim by an Arusa, or else by a Shemeres Yavam. And who Adin, she does not receive a Ksuba. She doesn't take a Ksuba. Ksuba is only after the Nisuyin, not before the Nisuyin. Or else Rashi said, Lo Nata Ksuba means she Gorma Liatzma Liesarolov. That she was the one. Yeah. So now, my time, what's the reason? Because the Pasuk says, Tachas Ishech, Omer Rachmona, Voleka. Where is there a parsha of Shemeres, of Saito? Only where she already lived with her husband. Tachas Ishech means that she was with her husband already. But in Arusa, Shemeres Yovim is not with the husband yet, so therefore there's no parsha of Saito. So the Morah says, Elo, what could be the case here? Tikoni lo kishi Arusa. That the husband warned her when they only had after Erison, after Kedushin. Then the husband saw she was with a boyfriend, so the husband warned her, stay away from him. Venistiro kishi Arusa. And she also had stira, she was found alone with that man while they only had Kedushin. But the komashki lo kishi Nisuya. But I tell you, the husband now, when he makes a drink to Mayamorim, when he brings it to the Kayin, it's after the Nisuyin. Now the husband already is considered tachas ishech that they had Nisuyin. So maybe this is the case that the husband makes her drink the water for the chash that she had nus when she was in Arusa. So Gemara says, no, still this is no good. Mi botkil or maya, in such a case where the husband makes Nisuyin after his wife became a Saita, does the water help? The Pasuk says, v'niko ish me'oven omer rachmona, that the husband has to be clean from any avera. So what does that mean? That we dashana means bizman sho ish menuke meyoven. If the man did not do anything wrong, the husband, then mayim boitkim es ishtoim. Then there's a parsha that the wife, the soita, should drink the water, and the water will test her. If she really had znus, I'll give her the curse, and if not, I'll give her a bracha. But in the case of ein ish menuke meyoven, but let's say the husband himself is not clean from any avera, ein hamayim boitkim es ishtoim. Then there's no purpose to let her drink the Mayamorim, it would not test her. Like over here, the husband is not clean. Because what happened here? When she was in Arusa, after the Kedushin, the husband gave her kina, warned her, stay away from this man, and then she was found to be alone with that man. So the halacha is, right now she's a Sofik Saita, and right now she's also to her husband. Her own husband is not allowed to live with her until they find out if she had this nus or not. So if the husband now goes and makes nisuyin with his wife, lives with his wife, that's an aveira. So if you want to tell me the case is that the husband is making his wife drink after they had nisuyin, so this nisuyin was like the aveira. So it's not called the husband was v'niko ish me'oven. It's not called the husband is clean. So if so, then there's no purpose to let her drink the me'amorim. The me'amorim will not test her. So this cannot be a case where you have an arusa that has the pasha of saita. So Gemara says, Ella, what is the case that she has to swear? Ella Ayde Gilgal. Like, this is the Pasuk. This is the Drasha. This is the Gilgal Shrua. In other words, we're talking about now where the husband warned his wife after Nisuyin. And they found them being together after Nisuyin. So that's a good case that he makes his wife swear now that she did not live with this man. But once you have your wife to swear to you that she did not live with this man after Nisuyin, in a case where the husband was Cheshire's wife before Erisin, before Nisuyin, Mishas Erisin, the husband now can make his wife swear. That's called the Gilgal Shavua. Her Ikka Shavua now is to swear that she did not live with this man after Nisuyin. But once she has to swear this much, the husband has the right to make a swear add into your swearing that you did not live with any man even after Erisin, even before the Nisuyin. This is the proof that there's such a swara of Gilgal Shavua. So Mara says, true, Ashkechon Saita. You find the Pasha of Saita, here the Torah said, we make her swear like a double swearing. Even though we can't make her swear for the Erisin alone, But once she has to swear for the Nisuyin, we can make it with the Gilgal Shvua, means once she's swearing for one thing, we could also cause her, ask her to swear something else. So you only find this by Saita, the Gemara says. The Yisura, because by Saita, the Shaila V'Yisurim, here we're Machmir. But Memoyna Minolan, how do we know from our Mishnah, when you want to make somebody swear because of money matters, that there's a Gilgal Shvua? Like in our Mishnah that says, even though in Karak alone you don't have to swear, but once you have to swear to me because of money matters, I can make you swear on Karak also. How do we know this? Karak is also money matters. So you can't learn it out from sight. The sight is by Yisurim. We would not know by money. So the Gemara answers, Tona Deveri Avi Shmuel. Kal V'chaim, I have a Kal V'chaim. Ma Saita, Madich by this Pasha of Saita.